Montana Senator Steve Daines launches pro-life caucus in Senate. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 18, 2019. Senator Steve Daines, a Republican from Montana, announced during the March for Life rally Friday that he has launched the first pro-life caucus in the U.S. Senate. Daines told the thousands of pro-life activists gathered on the National Mall, "I have a very exciting announcement to share with you here today. I'm very proud to announce that I have founded the first ever pro-life caucus in the United States Senate. This pro-life caucus and our new expanded pro-life majority. Thank God in November we sent more pro-life senators to the United States Senate, and that's thanks to you. That will allow us to accelerate the momentum of the last 2 years protecting and defending life." Daines told the young people at the March for Life rally that they are leading the fight to protect life from conception. "It is my privilege to stand with you because this is a fight worth having," the senator said, referring as well to the March for Life 2019 theme, "Unique from day one, pro-life is pro-science. I'm the only chemical engineer in Congress. And if you want to have a debate on the science, I'm ready to have it," Daines continued. "The science is clear, life begins at conception. And because of that, every life must be valued and every life must be protected." The senator talked to the crowd about the pro-life gains made since the election of President Donald Trump. "Today, we're grateful to have a pro-life president, President Donald J. Trump. Under President Trump's leadership and the Republican-led United States Senate, we have delivered the strongest pro-life results in history. Think about this for a moment. Just last Congress, this Republican-led Senate confirmed 85 conservative judges. That includes a record-setting. Never before in the history of this country has a president in his first 2 years working with a Congress moved forward 30 new lifetime appointment circuit judges. We also confirmed 53 district court judges and 2 new Supreme Court justices. And the best news of all, you know, laws can change here and there, these judges are lifetime appointments. We can thank God for that." This week, Daines sent a letter to Trump, signed by 48 of his Senate colleagues, observing that his administration has become one of the most pro-life administrations in our nation's history. The letter urged Trump to uphold federal pro-life policy,